It's Classical Spotlight, and in the TPR studios is Eliza Thomason.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
It's good to have you here. We're looking forward to a recital called Wild Purple that's coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock there at TLU. Tell us a little bit about why it's called Wild Purple.
Well, I decided to call it Wild Purple because there's a piece on the recital that is called Wild Purple by Joan Tower, and it's a really wild piece that just has captured my imagination. And her whole idea behind the piece is that the tone color of the viola is the color purple. So I thought it would be a really appropriate title for the recital.
And it's one of those things that we can catch and hear these different colors. That's a solo piece, but you're actually going to be joined by Eric Daub for some pieces. What else is on the program?
Well, we're going to play a viola da gamba piece by Bach that's accompanied by piano. It was originally for viola da gamba and harpsichord, but it's been modernized for piano and viola. And we'll also be playing a sonata by George Rochberg for viola and piano, and Morpheus by Rebecca Clark.
These are some pieces that Morpheus isn't a large piece, but to me, it's one of those beautiful, just colorful pieces for
exactly.
Viola.
Well, I would even describe it as dreamlike, which is appropriate because Morpheus is the god of dreams.
Oh, yeah.
So she really does a good job of exploring different tone colors with one or two melodies. It's not a very complicated piece, but she plays them in different registers and plays around with the tone color. The viola is muted sometimes, so it goes through a lot of different morphs, you might say.
Oh, yeah. Boo. Well, George Rochberg's one of these guys who taught forever at University of Pennsylvania and wrote incredibly out there music sometimes. And then this is the guy that actually wrote sort of variations on Pachelbel canon for,
right. You
know, quartets. So he sort of goes between this very avant-garde and this very, you know, sort of lush sound. Where does this piece fit in that sort of spectrum? Is it pretty far out, or is it kind of cool?
It's actually not that far out. It's very beautiful and tonal sounding. A lot of the times he went through a phase after his son died where he decided that atonal music couldn't express all the anguish and grief that he felt after the death of his son. He died from cancer. So this sonata, you can really hear the anguish and grief coming through, and he does it in a really beautiful, melodic, and tonal way.
The recital is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Texas Lutheran University with Eliza Thomason, who's here in the TPR studios, and Eric Daub will be with her collaborating at the keyboard. How important, I know that you teach strings at TLU and that, you know, you perform in various groups around South Central Texas. How important is this for you as a teacher to perform knowing that, you know, your students are there?
Well, it's really, really important to me because I learn so much from my students when we're in lessons. I teach them about technique and things, and it's always a great reminder to me when I'm practicing. And then they get to see that I'm doing the same things that I'm telling them to do, so they know they can see it in action and also see what it's like to go through the whole process. They hear me practicing in my office, and they hear Dr. Daub and I rehearsing together, and then they can see the whole thing come to fruition. And hopefully that will give them a little picture of how to go about doing it themselves.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Sunday afternoon, and there's more online at tlu.edu. They can find out, you know, how to get there and whatnot.
Yeah, they can find out the directions, and the hall that it will be in is called Whipperman Little Theater, which is part of the Schick Fine Arts building. So they can find that on the TLU map. It's number 36.
We'll hope you'll come back, and you're actually going to play for us here in the studio, aren't you?
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for that, and it's good to see you.
You too. Thanks, John.